USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chicago Public Schools canceled classes for a fourth day in a row as Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the Chicago Teachers Union continued negotiating on potential reopening of city schools. Lightfoot accused the Teachers Union of abandoning kids and their families. The Chicago Teachers Union tweeted, "The union wants to reassure parents and guardians of Chicagoans that we will remain at the bargaining table until we reach an agreement." A major fire in a residential apartment building in the Bronx, New York City on Sunday left 19 people dead, including 9 children, in what Mayor Eric Adams described as one of the worst fires in the city's history. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
Thank you, Mayor. And let me just say that my entire department mourns along with the families here today and our entire city. We're all about saving lives, and the loss of one life is sad for us, much less 19 lives.
USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to the special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
A Supreme Court justice is caught speaking misinformation.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is facing criticism for claims she made about COVID-19 and the Omicron variant during oral arguments against President Biden's federal vaccine mandates Friday. In one claim, she said over 700 million Americans were being infected with Omicron a day. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul sought to correct Sotomayor on Fox News.
Sotomayor ought to be ashamed of herself, and we need to correct the record. Omicron, if you look at the statistics, 75% less lethal. Now, there are enormous amounts of people getting this. Everybody in the country is getting this, but it's more like 700 to 800,000 a day, not 700 million.
Sotomayor also claimed that 100,000 children were in serious condition with the coronavirus, which legal and health experts say isn't true. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Iran has placed sanctions on 52 Americans and has warned America of attack from within our borders. National security and military analyst Dr. Rebecca Grant on Fox News says if Iranian operatives are in this country, they probably got in through our open southern border.
On Iran, we also have talks going on getting back to that old 2015 nuclear deal. This is round 8 of those talks. They're not going well because Iran refuses to reverse the violations in storing its nuclear material. So the question is Iran plotting to do more? Remember the new head of the Republican Guards there, the Revolutionary Guards, is threatening, and they have tried attacks in U.S. soil, cyber attacks and shutting down a dam. My point here is, hey, we've got to be on the watch for Iran's mischief. And with 45 different nationalities apprehended along the southern border, you got to keep an eye on that as well.
Florida man Garrett Smith with Antifa gear was arrested Friday after running away from a protest in support of a January 6th rioter, Jeremy Brown. Smith was found to have a pipe bomb device in his backpack. Pinellas County Sheriff Galtieri.
Brown's arrest and incarceration has certain groups upset, and they have posted their opposition to Brown being held in jail on various, various social media sites. These groups claim that Brown is a political prisoner.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.